underground water pipes have changed a lot over the past 120 years. This evolution includes wooden staves, then asbestos cement, then ductile iron, and now it's high-density polyethylene. Across the U.S., there are more than 600,000 miles of asbestos cement pipe. Public Works Director Tom Wader says Wrangell has about 2.5 miles of that. As these old pipes deteriorate, the asbestos can get into drinking water, which causes health problems. Wader says the AC pipe isn't in one continuous line. It's scattered around town.
We've got a handful of them still left in the ground. There's a portion along the Movia Highway here from basically Alpine Mini Mart to over by like the Public Works office and down to Case Avenue is one that I know of.
Wader says AC pipe in Wrangell was likely installed between 1955 to 1980. He says it actually holds up better than ductile iron, which was introduced after AC. For example, St. Michael Street, which has ductile iron, had 6 water main breaks in 5 years, which led to reoccurring potholes. The city replaced those pipes and rebuilt the street this year. Wader says some AC lines have broken over the 5 years he's been director. The ones under McKinnon Street haven't had issues yet, though the city is planning to replace them next year.
McKinnon Street's just old and you know, anything that is AC is generally going to predate the ductile iron water mains. And so, you know, my guess is that was installed, you know, pre-1980.
Dr. Arthur Frank, a clinical professor of public health and professor of medicine at Drexel University in Philadelphia, who has studied the health effects of asbestos for over 50 years, says that's pushing it.
The lifespan of asbestos cement pipes is generally about 50 years, so I wouldn't be surprised if they start breaking on you one of these days, and that's going to put more stuff into the water supply.
More stuff, meaning asbestos fibers. Inhaling asbestos poses the highest cancer risk, but ingesting it can potentially cause health problems too, including some gastrointestinal cancers.
If you could get, you know, monies to replace those with non-asbestos pipes, you'd be doing everybody a great service.
Still, he says Wrangell's risk is relatively low since AC piping here is only about 10% of the system. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency does set limits on asbestos in drinking water. However, Wader says the municipality doesn't regularly test for the microscopic fibers.
I think if we had reason to test for it, or we were suspicious that for some reason it was breaking loose, then yes, we would definitely test for that.
Frank says asbestos can leach into water over time, even without a pipe break.
For what it's worth, if there's anybody that's particularly concerned, the usual water filtration systems that people have in their homes, you know, either a home system or a Brita filter, will take most of them out.
Wader says Wrangell wants to replace the AC pipes, but cost is a major barrier.
It's definitely on our radar, and I would say sometimes it's kind of a challenge of just, you know, where are we seeing the biggest blowouts versus what can we get funding for, you know, versus what do we want to pay for out of pocket.
The St. Michael's Street pipe replacement and rebuild cost $1.3 million for just 300 feet of road. McKinnon Street, at 280 feet, is expected to cost even more because the street is wider, asbestos disposal, and a dense network of fiber optic cables crews will have to navigate.
For us to do the miles and miles of roads that we have here in town, like, it would bankrupt the city multiple times over again to address that kind of stuff. So it's something that we're chipping away at, and that's part of the reason why we've gone with the approach that we did here this year and last year.
Wader says the McKinnon Street project is expected to be completed at the end of next summer. In Wrangell, I'm Colette Zarnicki.